This show has an ensemble cast, and many, many of the great TV shows that are most memorable have also had ensemble casts. Sometimes they tend toward archetypes, and I wonder if that's been a temptation that you've had to face when you're writing these characters.
It's always a temptation when you're starting something from scratch, when there's just a blank piece of paper, to say, well, who do you got? You got the neat guy and you got the sloppy guy. You got the tall guy and the short guy. You got the gay guy and the straight guy. Let's say we need a dorky guy and we need a really uptight guy. And you want to do everything that you can.
Throws down the black on it as he's going to start the picture, and then decides that's enough. He doesn't go any further after the first two campaigns of black, takes that picture off the floor, that's number 32, 1950, nails it up, goes at another 18-footer, that becomes our one, number 31, 1950, the most lavish, dense painting he's ever made in his life.
Can I ask you something? Did he tell you why he did it? Why you're here?
I don't say I'm the only voice, but I'm certainly one of the most important.
Eichmann, or addressed to Eichmann, and Eichmann, and Eichmann, and Eichmann. Now what could he say? What could he have said?
You write to the foreign ministry that in light of the impending final solution of the Jewish question in Europe, emigration of Jews is to be prevented.
Got it. My father was the emperor of China and my mother an Indian princess, and I have come here tonight to collect my inheritance.
Why are you here?
Newton, 90.3 on the FM. What is it?
CBZZZWCBZWCBZWCBZWCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBZBZBZBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCBZWZBCB Thank you. why they put oxygen masks on planes. So you can breathe. Oxygen gets you high. In a catastrophic emergency, you're taking giant panic breaths. Suddenly you become euphoric, docile. You accept your fate. It's all right here. Emergency water landing 600 miles an hour. Blank faces, calm as Hindu cows. That's an interesting theory.
This is Central Control. This is Central Control.
Sitting here watching you, being oblivious to anything but yourself. And you're standing at the stove in the kitchen, and you're frying eggs for yourself to eat. You're frying eggs and butter. And when you crack an egg and the yellow breaks, it is a bad sign, and you know it is really a bad sign. I don't want to get married. I don't want to be lovers with anyone. I just want to make it whenever I want, the way I want, the way I'm doing, and be left alone. Almost feeling it, almost feeling it, almost feeling it, almost feeling it, almost feeling it. Listen, baby, you gotta do it every once in a while. Every year or two, they say. And it looks like there's no way out of it this time. The coast is clear and nobody's looking, so let it go. I'm crying, and I wanna keep crying, and I wanna keep crying, and I wanna keep crying. And your lungs are locked, and the swell is pulling in, like when someone kicks you in the stomach, like when someone kicks you in the stomach. One more time, I wanna keep doing it for another minute. It's my privilege and my pleasure. It's my privilege and my pleasure. Because I prefer jerking off better. And the remembrance of that moment always gives me confidence in the dumber glimmers suggesting something mistaken for something else. And I know my approach is incorrect, and I know my approach is incorrect, and I know my approach is incorrect. None of us here got enlightened. None of us here got enlightened. None of us here got enlightened. Not that we knew of. Sorry to say. And I'm going to say goodnight, because I know you aren't into doing what I want you to do, because I know you aren't into doing what I want you to do. And I don't want to find myself in your bed poking you, wishing we hadn't come here. And I don't want to find myself in your bed poking you, wishing we hadn't come here. And I got no problem with it. And I suspect that since we are all here, we have a lot to learn. We got here yesterday. We're here now. And I can't wait to leave tomorrow. We got here yesterday. We're here now. And I can't wait to leave tomorrow. We got here yesterday. We're here now. And I can't wait to leave tomorrow. And I'm going nowhere.
WZBC. Ada Newton. Ada Newton. Radio for Newton and anybody else in on it. New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman.
617-469-4734. WZBC.org. Streaming audio. And a scattered assortment of mathematically interleaved visuals, if your intuition is tip-top, healthy human form. Then the feeling line, very full. Intertwined with the magnetic tape machine, time machine. If your intuition is tippy top, God knows who the hell is out there. Non-commercial radio, audio line, on the radio. That's about all the radio part of it. But I want you to do something extra tonight for the interactive. Be creative, something new. Want it to feel good. At least work at the feeling good. Do something different. Reposition your skull in various geomantic directions. Maybe retrain some of the hyperlimbic verbal line. Rearrange your artificial past during the broadcast, if you would, please. And change your life a little bit. It'll change the positioning. The ambient bouquet will axis shift for you. Always a fun evening. Yeah, change your life for a few hours. You can always reset it later. Change anything you'd like. Put me in German. Turn it upside down, inside out. Inside out, upside down, 90 degree torque. And then a commensurate shift, summarizing the prior three, and do all four at the same time. Nothing I wouldn't do. But I'm learning. Learning on these things. Delete a space and add some punctuation. Then go to quadrant D.
She walks alone.
A little bit off the orthogonal axis, a little bit.
They're under a small blue light.
Follow those directions. Come back in.
A low heartbeat, a low pounding escapes into the night. This is a place she goes to fulfill a very basic need. Something people have been doing since the dawn of man. To communicate without talking. If she needs something, she makes a gesture with her hand and mouths what she wants. She wants to make a connection. A certain kind of connection. No, this is not about something from the black market. This is about no questions. This is about smoke and sweat and beats. This is about no message.
I signed the document, but the text of the document did not come from me.
Stand by. Information to follow.
Why are you here?
Jesus. What a mind job.
I'm here to save the world.
That's another thing that I think I learned from Miles is how important space is.
Stepped up its campaign of intimidation and provocation, setting up roadblocks, confronting PDF forces, and conducting offensive military maneuvers outside of U.S. jurisdiction.
If you can. puts all of time into one moment. In that moment, all the flowers in our garden, in Monsieur Swan's park, and the water lilies on the Vivant, and the good folk of the village and their little dwellings and the parish church, and the whole of Cambrai and its surroundings, taking their proper shapes and growing solid, spraying into being, town and gardens alike, from my cup of tea. He definitely believed in culture. He definitely believed in the powers of language and the standards by which we judge what is good and what is bad. However, he was also, maybe perversely so, determined to put his finger on very messy, painful areas of his own psyche and, I think, the society he lived in.
Them. They are the ones threatening. They are the ones who charge at us with their weapons. What's wrong with them?
They charge the bayonets at us. They charge us with their bayonets in order to scare us. They said not to step onto that area, but they're on our side. It's Panama's jurisdiction. So what the hell's with them?
It came to an inch that day the killing didn't start. Because the tanks and everything were ready to go in to kill the Panamanian people.
With the same quality controls and engineering standards that we applied on the assembly line in the 20th century.
Thank you.
and to not do that. And one way to not do that is rather than, I think, tell an audience who a character is, if you show them what the character wants, if you're just a little subtler, if you realize that everybody can be smart and everybody can be stupid and everybody can be right and everybody can be wrong, then you'll be a little bit better off. And if you take advantage, I mean, one of the great things that you have in episodic television, I think, is time. If everybody will just agree to be patient, that we're not going to, in the pilot episode, we're not going to feel bound to say these are who these people are in 22 and a half minutes, that we're going to take much more time than that.
Of your own design, lost in a prison of your own device, a prison at the root of all the negativity, a secret prison, that though you're in the midst of it, the keep secret is even kept from you. And within that prison, there is a law, a dark law, a law you've been afraid of, afraid to even find. At times you thought you grasped it, but alas, it slipped through fingers. A law that binds.
That off the floor and puts it up and goes at it a third time in the course of 3 months. And the third picture is Autumn Rhythm, which has some of both. It has some of that knuckle, black, figural muscularity that you get in the all-black painting. 32. At the same time, it has the beiges and the field feeling that you get in one number 31. Autumn Rhythm also has a kind of knotted, like barbed wire bottom and a fireworks top that explodes. So it has both a landscape and a figurative reference to it. No, they're very much all over composition. They tend to run out towards the edge. But a lot of people think that Pollock stuff is like yard goods and you just cut off the edge. It's important to look at the way the edges work in these pictures because the compositions turn back against the end and usually leave a kind of breathing space around the edge so that they don't have a center. They do have a certain kind of centripetal energy that pushes them back at their corners.
Focus your thoughts on the average to be capable of doing that. But I would say it is definitely a possibility.
Central Control, this is Eddie. Central Control, this is Eddie. We are ready to transmit. We are ready to transmit. The voice of Innsbruck Relay Automatic, in and for the planet you of the Earth called Jupiter. On behalf of the Honorable Representative Cortan, we are ready to begin with that information which we have in our records at this time.
What do you do?
Help me.
Why? What do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you do for a living?
Why? So you can pretend like you're interested.
Okay.
You have a kind of sick desperation in your laugh.
We have the exact same briefcase.
Sorry? I make and I sell soap.
You agree, as I say, that there are no... And I'm going to reference now just a classic comedy and one that I'm a big fan of, but if there are no Ted Baxters on the show, then you're probably better off.
Thank you.
you can discover what that law is. By going into the prism, into the darkness, into the secret. And bring a light.
Steve Jobs says, "The trash contains 48 atoms, which use 16.7 MB of disk space." Are you sure you want to remove these items permanently?
Possibility of moving from an industrial age to a bio-industrial age. So these experiments are all by way of saying we have powerful tools.
Civilization.
How do you go about deciding what to treat as a topic for the program?
And this is how I met
Tyler Durden. Did you know if you mix equal parts of gasoline and frozen orange juice concentrate, you can make napalm?
Of becoming these spiritually aware individuals, and with that kind of awareness comes certain capabilities.
That is understandable, because such texts were exchanged between the different departments all the time.
Perhaps by chance you might remember, you signed orders for the hanging of Jews in public in the presence of other Jews. Why did you sign this?
Because I had Himmler's orders.
Thank you.
unless I had Himmler's orders.
We do not intercede except when called upon by those who are in their various nations, governing situations or bodies, and by the popular consent of their people. This is only in emergency situations where we have been called upon to cease activity having to do with nuclear devices.
Why you're here?
Jesus! What a mind job!
So you're here to save the world.
What do you say to something like that?
Each one is like a hammer blow of death. Bum, 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 bum. Like that. Just do it alone. Yes.
Curious and so arrogant that they don't have the humility to submit to a civil rule, and therefore you have to control what people think.
Farther forward in that night, you relax. Going to remain calm. What happens?
I am you, and you are me, and we are here.
How much damage was done to the space station by the fire? technical relations between the astronauts and ground control was not very good.
When you go out there, which means nitrogen bubbles forming in your arteries and causing physiological problems.
I am the dreamer. You are the dream.
People who were bookkeepers, volunteer, they were all shot on the spot.
What do you say to something like that?
I know this state doesn't exist.
One of them units crawled up an extension cord to kill his maker.
Parts of gasoline and frozen orange juice concentrate.
No, I did not know that. Is that true?
That's right. One can make all kinds of explosives using simple household items.
Really?
If one was so inclined.
Tell, you are by far the most interesting single-serving friend I've ever met. To have this thing, everything on a plane is single-serving, even the...
Well, I get it. It's very clever.
Oh, thank you.
How's that working out for you?
What?
Being clever.
Great.
Keep it up, then.
Blood so that you don't get bent when you go out there, which means
that's an interesting question. What I don't do, or what I don't do often, is say, boy, you know, I feel very strongly about it. What I'll tell you what I don't do is I don't tend to take things off of yesterday's headlines. For one thing, yesterday's headlines will be 6 weeks ago's headlines by the time the show airs. Secondly, it also seems cheap. Oftentimes, I'll take something off of page 23.
It's weird as fuck, man. I do, I like that.
Jefferson, I'd like to sing you a song also. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sing it right now.
That party, and Jonathan's with Nancy, and Michael was there, and some strange friends of Jonathan's that he wanted me to meet for some reason. I think one of them had been president of the Tenants Association in the building and then had gone off to be a missionary in Africa and was back home for, I don't know. And Jonathan wanted me to meet him, and I thought he was a total drip. And I remembered seeing you walk through the door with Michael. And I was flabbergasted that I had waited for this person. Because you walked in, you looked like a derelict. You looked like a street person to me. And your hair was all kind of unruly and sort of floating away from your head. And your shirt tail was coming out, and you were quiet. You didn't say a whole lot. And I couldn't believe that this was the person that Michael was going to bring over to the four of us would go out and do something. But I was fascinated by you. There was something about you that was really compelling to me. And I remember we were playing a game. Michael has all these party games. And we were all sitting around the room in Jonathan's apartment. It was an efficiency. I don't remember how many people were there, maybe 12 or 15 people all together, all scattered out. And the game was that you turn to the person sitting next to you and ask them a question, and they have to answer with the first thing that comes to their mind. And I hate games like this because I always feel obligated to be really honest, but at the same time feel manipulated, so I'm torn between wanting to say the first thing that comes to my mind and or saying something flip.
And putting on a Palm Beach suit, climbing up the steps of the White House to tell President Reagan to stop these horrors. And I can't stay awake, and I look around and I see everyone else in the whole group is nodding out. They all have the tape recorders going, so they're getting every bit of it. The only person in our group that is wide awake is Daniel, my pedantics roommate. He is over there across the room from me, and he is wired. Whoop! He is listening. He's got green sparks coming out of his eyes. I stay awake by watching him listen. And then after the testimony, the mothers file out and leave the room, and Daniel, my roommate, gets up and comes across the dirt floor as though we're magnetized right over to me and says, "Come here. Come over here a minute, will you please? Listen, was I?
Was I just put on trial just then for being a counter-revolutionary?
By my own antics and my own way of being, I give them permission to be as outrageous, as courageous, as risk-taking as any of them can ever be. In fact, some of them are quite shocked.
It's too timid.
By the end of that session, they are in touch with their emotions, they're excited, they're expressive. It's amazing.
Entertainment purposes only.
I love your penis. It is the perfect size for me, you know it is. I wouldn't want it to be one hair bigger. That I am absolutely certifiably insane. I have a whole other life in France.
Of that hard wire. Why do they want that cable wire, and why is it better than simply the telephone line? I mean, I think...
writing up here.
You said it's good that I brought both of them together because...
Well, together they are the autobiography of a fictional character who creates a new religion and sets humanity's feet on a different path. Singly, I'm not sure that comes across.
Why science fiction?
Because there are no closed doors, no walls. I mean, the only rule is if you use science, you should use it accurately. You can look at, examine, play with anything, absolutely anything.
And the standard way to do this is to resort to what in more honest days used to be called propaganda, manufacture of consent, creation of necessary illusions, various ways of either marginalizing the general public or reducing them to apathy in some fashion.
You are being a monkey. Because consciousness is a terrible curse. I think, I feel, I suffer. And all I ask in return is the opportunity to do my work. And they will allow it. Because I raise issues.
The Hasselines, and I might just try one a little different this time. If you'll again shake hands with your partners, get back in your line. It will really help us to keep this training moving along so we can get to everything if you don't get into side conversations right now. If you can just be aware, if every time we break, every time we shift, every time we do something different, everybody says one thing to somebody else, it creates a noise level in this room that takes us 5 minutes before we can get back to what we're actually doing. But if people can just do it without talking, we can move really quickly and we can get more training in, and that's what I'm really hoping we can do.
Bubbles forming in your arteries.
computer for download into simulation. Program link ready for download.
This is Grierson 117, West Winston, Pasadena.
You owe me $12.05.
Listen, young man. I do not have all day.
Ferguson.
Have him learn what he did. That wouldn't be difficult because it's very natural and logical the way that he plays and phrases.
Is there a key to it?
The key to it is to listen to it and imitate it. It's like the way he learned how to play like King Alpha. He listened to it and he imitated it.
Of their life, which was also everything that the witness before them and before them and before them. Whoa! Yeah. And often the skull energy would be the companion to a witness. I just can't hold all this in my cranium. I just can't hold all this in my skull. I will put it in and carry it in your skull. And I will put it in and carry some of it in your skull. And I will carry it. Oh, another such a beauty in this sense. I will put it in and carry it in you. I will put it floppy disks. No, in that particular regard. No, but vaguely akin in this particular regard. More like, in that same thing, not even zip drive. Skull consciousness. Skull consciousness. That would be used. A grand skull would be used for the transference of such knowledge, and then the downloading of such knowledge into subsequent skulls that then would become part of a witness's entourage, part of a witness's bevy of energies in this particular regard. And here I hold witness to all of this and to all of that. And here, in this wondrous piece that happens to also, even though it's small, carry skull consciousness and happens to happen to also be carved into a skull. Not everything carved into a skull has skull consciousness. Anybody can make a skull, but in that particular regard, indeed, not that. But when it has the consciousness, it may be, and it may not be, in this particular regard, carved into such energy.
Thank you.
what happened or why. It had nothing to do with the Clutters. They never heard me. They just happened to be there. I thought Mr. Clutter was a very nice gentleman. I thought so right up to the time I cut his throat.
Primarily witnesses. And what happened here is the Syrians coming to this earth plane needed to download, to bring a great deal of information, a lot of it carried by resonance, a lot of it carried in crystals that in that particular regard, even ancient ones that could be packed with knowledge, record keepers, bringing that knowledge in that particular regard, and then downloading it, as it were, unloading it here, and that's the work that they were about. They then, those earlier God beings of Sirius, passed on to particularly the witnesses, the knowledge of skull consciousness, not of skulls, of skull consciousness. In Lemuria, most skulls were not carved as skulls. Most skull consciousness was as this crystal, carved in a certain way. They could do that, but carved in a certain way, to be handheld, to be fitted in this way, almost dreidel-like in its quality, and we would suggest here, filled with, indeed, just as you look into this one, and sometime when you fence with the chattel in that way, as you can work with him, ask him to bring this one along, you can look at it in this regard. It is a phenomenal sense of that energy in its heart, in its core, and we would suggest here, yes, a skull energy, most definitely so. And we
Murder 1 in 1972, single count. And guess what the victim's name is?
Let me guess.
No, I don't mean really guess. There's no way you could actually guess.
Clarissa.
Yeah, Clarissa Devereaux.
A plummeting bird's fame.
Seems likely, doesn't it?
Seems very likely.
Two shots, one of the head, one of the torso, down she goes, execution style, in her motel room.
Huh. Sounds professional.
Yeah, except he made a complete mess. A ton of evidence, left prints on everything. I got copies of the crime scene photos.
Remember the case of the hired gun who made way, way too many mistakes?
Yeah, it's a lot like that. So they pick him up, they try him, give him life, no parole, open and shut. Everybody thinks he's working for someone, but he won't talk, even when they offer him a deal. As for Clarissa, she has quite an arrest record for a young girl. Mostly political, New York and Boston, disturbing the peace, public indecency. One for breaking and entering.
Regular firecracker.
Regular plummeting bird.
And Vincent's still in jail?
No, he must have some serious health condition because he was moved for medical reasons a couple of years ago.
What?
Was passed on in accordance with orders. I could not change anything if what Himmler ordered was passed on through official channels. There was nothing I could change on my own initiative.
Pick up sort of the Lewis influence.
Well, there's very little Lewis left in terms of the pop music. There's no real Lewis out here now.
Really?
No, it's too trivial. So you don't really hear him that much. And certainly not in rap music. You're not hearing no Lewis when you hear that. Everybody that was singing about it when he was alive, when they still sang songs, everybody was influenced by Lewis's sense of phrasing because he's the one that invented that way of singing the song.
Surprised that you became a writer?
Oh, no. No, I think I had one choice. Well, two choices. I could become a writer, or I could die really young.
Which means nitrogen bubbles forming in your arteries and causing physiological problems. Next thing I did is get my two tethers ready. I've got carabiners, if you will, hooks on the end of about a 4-foot rope. I open the hatch up, push it open, and then start being a mountain climber.
Question and vetting. As I pass, do I give you the ass or the crotch?
How I came to live with Tyler is airlines have this policy about vibrating luggage.
Was it ticking?
Actually, throwers don't worry about ticking because modern bombs don't tick.
Sorry, throwers?
Baggage handlers. But when a suitcase vibrates, then the thrower's got to call the police.
My suitcase was vibrating?
9 times out of 10, it's an electric razor, but every once in a while,
it's a dildo.
Of course, it's company policy never to imply ownership in the event of a dildo. We have to use the indefinite article, a dildo, never your dildo.
But I don't own.
I had everything in that suitcase. my CK shirts, my DKNY shoes, my AX ties. Never mind. Home was a condo on the 15th floor of a filing cabinet for widows and young professionals. The walls were solid concrete. A foot of concrete's important when your next-door neighbor lets her hearing aid go and has to watch game shows at full volume. Or when a volcanic blast of debris that used to be your furniture and personal effects blows out of your floor-to-ceiling windows and sails flaming into the night. I suppose these things happen.
Start being a mountain climber, start hooking my hooks on exterior parts of the space station, working my way along the surface, dragging a 500-pound experiment behind me as if it weighed nothing.
Because there wasn't anything else that I wanted.
So if you could not have been a writer, you would have said to the gods, take me now, because I have no reason to exist.
I probably would have done something stupid, and that's what would have happened.
What was it about writing for you?
Oh, you got to make your own worlds. You got to write yourself in.
Adam Newton, worth every penny. On this channel, at least. You know, the cable channel. Add a few paragraphs of the usual, and then time for a rewrite. But I shouldn't be talking to you. You're all done for. Kind of like Warsaw a few years before. Or during and after, whatever. Well, I said many years ago it was all been done. All 9 storylines and all the derivatives. Or is it 14 and all this confusion? Whatever. Just talking to myself. But a little different than at home on the sofa. That's all. Thursday night for the Big G. Big night on the globe now. On the internet, whatever, piece of crap. Better and just what you deserve. Don't even get awake. No mourning, no forgiveness, no remorse, no rewrite, no turnaround, no go to the off-planet holding dock and figure out the next move. You get nothing. That's what you've got. And that's good enough for us. You don't mind if I include you, do you? I need you. You got to be here. I need a fulcrum. I need a throwaway. throw off of something particularly venal, bad, corrupt, pathetically passive, lame, just a headless horseman type of a mistake version. But it's got to be a version. It's got to work. Got to hold the 360 and the revolving, counter-revolving, doubly counter-revolving gyros in the 360. A version. And in this case, it holds water. My key fulcrum turnaround throw off with the big 90, doubly self-referentially revolving throw off or setup, depending on your orientation. That's what I needed. That's what I got. Set up the family I chose. Figure it out geomantically or astrologically to you Westerners. Kick the Renaissance endgame clock into position. The ad hoc history, chapters 1 through 6 or so, backstory, tumbleweeding into place, no problem there, comes with the presets and the fallback default. A model of the big spinning model. That's a little bit of nice symmetry there. Because it's the big model in the sky game, but very, very small. And then it can begin. Yeah. But work to do. The good W work, that is. Even better than the shortened European work week those crazy other white cats are fooling with over there. But they're not carrying the weight that the Western whitey is carrying these days. Way more than the white man's burden. You know, the white race, the not too many cooks don't spoil the broth kind of setup. But I am talking to ground zero intelligence now. Almost ground zero. Perfect la tabula rosa. Cult play ending at the central square, the Heisenberg empty hole, that is, rushing in where fools only part-time play, because full-time's a drag today. In the vortex. ticking like a clock. Set up. And Earth is a good home. Earth, an anomaly in the solar system. Human, an anomaly on the Earth. Chafing and scratching. And now, sometimes even neater than the new version is the changeover. At least in time space, it's pretty. Much more than the fractals. That's only tip of the iceberg. One equation, one little facet of the face. And I'd talk more about it, but it ain't all here yet. Erase, rewind, tape over. Out of Newton. Ambient co-conspirator with our namesake, Isaac Newton, a George Washington type figure for the mental cult of our day, along with the alter ego, René Descartes, of course. Talked about him before. Forming the X and Y axes of the throwaway, almost perfectly symmetrically double axes spiraling double tetrahedron Heisenberg ground zero, and you know where that's at. Throw in a little political religion cult worldwide. Depending on your peasant stock origins, that is, herbs to match broth, as it were. Prop up the endgame with miraculous intervention stemming certain extreme aspects from around World War II. And add many flux states. It's in a holistic universe. All parts are always available and present. And in a time-space bubble, illusion projection, curving back on itself, and so forth. Truman style. You bring in the real star of our show, uh, Who's that guy that's coming back? The Savior? Bring him in. Then add the new things, all the new things. Microsoft can't buy them. Church can't say it's wrong. But I hate to talk about those things that don't exist. I like to talk more about things that could exist. I am an artist, after all. The main preoccupation of the human It's fun, isn't it? Especially post-money. I got a good plan in the pipeline for that one. I love that. The most serious thing on the entire planet Earth. And it's not even physical. Get a kick out of it. Anyway, WZBC.org on the on the worldwide penile grid, doing its miraculous thing, dealing with some negative morphogenic resonance at the time right now. Still a tool of the machine. You know how grotesquely ugly and painful that always is. We'll get in gear. Ambience will out. I think I feel that coming on now. 90.3 FM, New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. Do whatever the hell I want to do radio. Like all the other do whatever DJs down here. Mr. Radio himself in the building, working himself up into a lather for the 2 a.m. defunct radio kickoff. I'm here every Thursday, 10 to 2.
You're a part of the greater society or not, you got to write yourself in. So I got to write myself in. Just so you'll feel at home, here's some regular stuff for a moment. Yeah, this is regular
stuff. In the
stuff.
Final months before the invasion, the Army Special Operations Command, sent a highly secret Delta Force team to Panama.
There were numerous actions undertaken by that Delta team which were reported in the United States press as provocations undertaken by Panamanians against the United States, infiltrations of United States positions, shots fired in the direction of United States perimeters and positions, roughing up of United States citizens in the streets.
Sabina Virgo, a national labor organizer, was in Panama just weeks before the invasion.
Provocations against the Panamanian people by United States military troops were very frequent in Panama, and they had several results, and in my opinion, probably a couple of different intents. One, I think, was to create an international incident, was to have United States troops just hassle the Panamanian people until an incident resulted. And from that incident, the United States could then say that they were going into Panama for the protection of American life, which is in fact exactly what happened.
American foreign policy. Old story. Set them up and set it up. The main reason people don't get so-called radical politics because they don't want to. It's subconscious. It takes care of that topic. No arguing with it. Or radical anything. The truth about anything.
Technologists have looked at the world pretty much through tunnel vision. We look at just information taken out of context and just individuals. And the more we've been looking at Paul Duguid and myself, and looking at kind of how information gets used, how it takes on meaning and so on and so forth, you begin to realize it's the context that really matters. And so what we're looking at is the context being the physical context, the social context. What happens around the information that creates the meaning?
Reagan is her father. She was raised by his sister because he was in prison. She blamed Stark for ruining her father's life. Stark hired Vincent to kill Clarissa for some reason.
And you get to do it in the limited world, as you say, because there are no walls, there are no limits.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you treat science, you treat subjects like race, sexual prejudice.
Sure.
All of that. Mm-hmm. You can put that in a context
about people,
that has...
I write about people and the different ways of being human. And you can't really do that unless you write about a lot of different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has it been difficult for you?
It was horrible at first. I have a book called Kindred. It was my fourth published book. And in Kindred, my character is a new writer. And she has lots of horrible little jobs, cleaning, warehouse, factory, office, you name it, food processing.
All jobs you knew.
All jobs I'd done. And, I mean, some that I didn't even put in because they were just so bad.
What's the best part of where you are now?
Well, I don't have to worry about how to pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
I get to write the stories that I want to write and not worry that maybe they won't be accepted because they already have been. I can recall my best friend telling me back when I was working on my first novel that I really should change some things because they were perhaps going to enjoy it, have the wrong attention drawn
right.
to them. And thank goodness I paid no attention.
What's the day like then for you?
Okay,
you still get up and listen to NPR and all that?
I do.
That's good.
I don't get up as early
like
as
NPR.
I once did. But
oh, you don't?
No, not. I used to, well, when I was working for other people, I would get up at 2. And I would write until I had to go to work. Then I would go to work grouchy because I was already tired.
Yeah.
And now I certainly don't have to do that. But there was a while, there was an in-between time when I got up around 3 or 4. Just because I liked the early morning hours before the light changed. And now I get up probably between 5:30 and 6. And I get to write most of the day, unless I have to go out and do something.
There's nothing up there. You can't go into the unit. Police orders. Do you have somebody you can call?
How embarrassing. A house full of condiments and no food. The police would later tell me that the pilot light might have gone out, letting out just a little bit of gas. That gas could have slowly filled the condo. 1,700 square feet with high ceilings for days and days. Then the refrigerator's compressor could have clicked on. If you ask me now, I couldn't tell you why I called him. We met on the airplane. We had the same suitcase. The clever guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
I called a second ago. There was no answer. I'm at a payphone.
Yeah, right? Star 69, dude. I never pick up my phone. So what's up?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
You know, man, it could be worse. A woman could cut off your penis while you're sleeping and toss it out the window of a moving car.
There's always that. No, no, it's just when you buy furniture, you tell yourself, that's it, that's the last sofa I'm gonna need. Whatever else happens, I've got that sofa problem handled. I had it all. I had a stereo that was very decent.
a wardrobe that was getting very respectable. Was close to being complete.
Shit, man, now it's all gone.
It's all gone.
One of them would have done it alone. But together, they made a third personality. That's the one that did it.
Express only the hope that your experiences may not alone keep you, but thousands of others from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.
Me as if it weighed nothing.
Now, when you first got outside the spaceship, what did you experience physically?
Physically, you know, it's just the sight is overwhelming, just to be out there dangling as an independent spacecraft, and it's just total uplifting experience. As the spacewalk progressed, I had to climb on the end of an arm. When that arm got swung through open space, I felt the feeling of detachment.
More on meaning that emerges from context, communities, and communication.
I do that.
Is it a joy for you?
Oh, yeah.
Writing is a joy.
Well, I get to read and write. You don't just sit there all day and punch away. But the reading stimulates my thinking in so many directions that, it's definitely a joy.
Would it? No glasses, no knives, no forks.
And decontextualizing things, taking it through tunnel vision, out of its context, computing on it, and so on. It's the difference between data and meaning. Communities and communication. What happens around the information that creates the meaning?
This is the resort to what in more honest days used to be called propaganda.
When came about the edict of hostages? 10 Jewish men were named as hostages, and their names were posted on placards all over town. Should anything happen to a German, those 10 men would be executed.
On the night of December 16th, a group of U.S. Marines ran a military roadblock in front of PDF headquarters and were fired on by Panamanian guards. Lieutenant Robert Bolivar Paz, a U.S. Marine intelligence officer, was killed. The Marines were reported to be part of a group called the Hard Chargers, known for provoking confrontations with PDF forces. The Pentagon claimed the Marines were unarmed and lost, but local witnesses said that they were armed and exchanged fire with the PDF headquarters, wounding a soldier and 2 civilians.
An American serviceman has been killed in a weekend shooting incident.
What U.S. officials called an example of General Noriega's cruelty and brutality.
The death of an American officer, which President Bush condemned today as an outrage.
And in another incident, a Navy officer and his wife were detained. He beaten and threatened with death. She threatened sexually.
American serviceman also threatening that man's wife. Strong public support for a reprisal.
man. Now it's all gone.
All gone. All gone.
Do you know what a duvet is?
Comfort.
It's a blanket. Just a blanket. Now, why do guys like you and I know what a duvet is? Is this essential to our survival? In the hunter-gatherer sense of the word? No. What are we then?
Where's that? Consumers.
Right. We are consumers. We are byproducts of a lifestyle obsession. Murder, crime, poverty, these things don't concern me. What concerns me are celebrity magazines, television with 500 channels, some guy's name on my underwear. Rogaine, Viagra, Olestra.
Martha Stewart.
Fuck Martha Stewart. Martha's polishing the brass on the Titanic. It's all going down, man. So fuck off with your sofa units and string green stripe patterns. I say never be complete. I say stop being perfect. I say let's evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. That's me. And I could be wrong. Maybe it's a terrible tragedy.
It's just stuff. Tragedy.
Well, you did lose a lot of versatile solutions for modern living.
Fuck, you're right. No, that's me. My insurance is probably going to cover it. What?
Things you own end up owning you. But do what you like, man.
Oh, it's late. Hey, thanks for the beer.
Yeah, man.
We should find a hotel.
What?
What?
A hotel.
Yeah.
Just ask, man.
What are you talking about?
Three pitchers of beer and you still can't ask.
What?
You called me because you needed a place to stay.
Oh, hey, no.
Yes, you did. I didn't mean... So just ask. Cut the foreplay and just ask, man.
Would that be a problem?
Is it a problem for you to ask?
I'm naked. I'm talking to you like you were real. Go to hell.
Can we talk this over?
Yeah, it looks like you're gonna sing White Christmas.
In my mind.
Thank you.
waking up. Two, waking up.
I'm seeing things for my whole life.
What is it, Whit?
The eyes of the world are turning on that facility, and that is not what is expected to happen.
Return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned. We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly. Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy!
Listening to your show earlier this evening, and you said something about somebody being subgenius, or million, or thousands of people being subgenius.
Millions, 2.2 million.
Yeah. Well, what is subgenius as opposed to genius?
You see,
we shouldn't laugh. We have to take into account that we do get new callers and new people who... Imagine if you just tuned in for the first time, and I think...
Yeah, exactly. That's
your situation.
I'm laughing with glee at the listeners who've been waiting for a virgin. There's people who've been listening to this show for several years. They've been waiting for a virgin now. They're going to say, how's Bob going to explain
it? David is howling right now.
You know who David is?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, what a subgenius is today is the approach of the media ecological role player, the advocate of media ecology. In other words, we study the effects of technologies rather than implementing new environments and new technologies. And the genius will invent new technologies, right?
Right.
So the subgenius is looking at the effects of the genius.
Vincent got caught, spent his life in prison. Now he's dying this slow, painful death.
People are out there in the desert looking for whatever is going around every day of the week, every night of the week. Thousands of people have been sent back to the desert. Hundreds of reporters from all over the world have been stationed out there with their cameras looking for whatever it is, whether it's alien technology, whether it's black projects, whether it's Aurora, whatever. So if it was a disinformation,
the social context. What happens around the information that creates the meaning? So we should be focusing more on meaning that emerges from context, communities, and communication, rather than decontextualizing things, taking it through tunnel vision, out of its context, computing on it, and so on. It's the difference between data and meaning. Meaning comes from the context. Data lives in the computer.
The guy that Jonathan had wanted me to meet was sitting on one side, and I thought he was just a nothing person, and so I was really giving him a hard time with my questions. And then we changed direction, and it was his turn to ask me a question. And he asked me, what's the first thing you do in the morning? And I said, I touch myself. And you were sitting across the room on Jonathan's bed, and you sat up and you said, you what? And I looked at you and I said, you heard me. I said, I touch myself. And you found that answer interesting, I guess. And everybody was giving me sort of a hard time about it. But it was one of those times when actually the answer fit the answer fit both requirements. It was real, and it was also flip. And then Michael decided that we all needed to change positions, change places in the room, and he reorganized everybody according to astrological signs.
Are you trying to create a new black mythology?
No.
You're not?
No.
Someone read...
No, I'm telling stories that interest me. Well, I mean, one of the things that happens to your work once it's out there is that people bring things to it.
They try to define it.
Sure. Not only that, but sometimes what's important to them gets all mixed up in it. And one of the things that I tell people who are reading my work critically is that what they bring to it is at least as important to them as what I put into it. What they bring to it is at least as important to them. What I put into it, and that's true.
The various ways to think about this tunnel vision, I like to kind of use the metaphor. Suppose you kind of look through the world through a set of tubes, and you kind of glue these tubes on your eyeglasses and you walk around the world. What happens? In about 2 or 3 hours, most of us could collapse into twitching heaps. Why do we collapse into twitching heaps? Because everything is a surprise. Because our peripheral enables us to kind of be alert to what's about to happen. Our peripheral vision enables us to see something coming so we can prepare the brain to be able to focus on this thing so we're not surprised. It's our periphery, our sound, our vision that prepares us, that locates us in this much more complex space. That's the physical periphery. Now, likewise, the whole notion of the social periphery. How do we actually read the context in order to read the meaning of the information?
Stay at your place?
Yeah. Thanks.
I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Father's life drip away, and she's getting even. She has something, some evidence or something that ties Stark to the murder. I gotta figure out what it is and where she's keeping it. Take me to the scene of the crime. It's right up here. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
The bed we just moved is a full-size bed. In 1972, there was no size called full. They had doubles and queens. The full was invented to combine the width of a queen with the space-efficient length of a double, and eventually replaced the double in most of North America and Europe, except for Quebec and Sweden. The bed in the picture is not a double. It's too long. It's not a full. It wasn't invented. It is a queen.
Yeah?
Which means that that bed then was longer than this bed now.
So sometime in the last 30 years, somebody must have replaced the bed. Hear that? Secret room?
It's a pipe. There once was a radiant water heater right there. So, Cragen bursts into the room. The body was found face up, so she must have been facing him, which means that she was probably standing pretty close to where you're standing right now. Right away, or she could scream, pow, pow, she's down, she's dead, it's over. The only question is, once she was dead, why didn't he get the hell out of there? Instead, he proceeds to touch the dresser, the sink, the doorknob, and the nightstand.
So what does the bed have to do with it?
In 1972, it was against code to have a hotel bed 2 feet from a door that opens inwards, 7 feet from a fish tank or a lava lamp, or 3 feet from a radiant heater. Imagine, if you will, a bed longer than this one and a heater over here. That wouldn't clear 2 feet, much less 3, and no inspector would let that pass.
Which means...
Craig and maybe moved the bed.
What? I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Let me tell you a little bit about Tyler Durden. Tyler was a night person.
While the rest of us were sleeping, he worked. He had one part-time job as a projectionist. See, a movie doesn't come all on one big reel. It comes on a few. So someone has to be there to switch the projectors at the exact moment that one reel ends and the next one begins. If you look for it, you can see these little dots come into the upper right-hand corner of the screen.
In the industry, we call them cigarette burns.
That's the cue for a changeover. He flips the projectors, movie keeps right on going, and nobody in the audience has any idea.
Why would anyone want this shit job?
Because it affords him other interesting opportunities.
Like splicing single frames of pornography into family film.
So when the snooty cat and the courageous dog with the celebrity voices meet for the first time in Reel 3, that's when you'll catch a flash of Tyler's contribution to the film. Nobody knows that they saw it, but they did.
A nice big cock.
Even a hummingbird couldn't catch Tyler at work. Tyler also worked sometimes as a banquet waiter at the luxurious Pressman Hotel. He was the guerrilla terrorist in the food service industry.
Do not watch. I cannot go and watch.
Apart from seasoning the lobster bisque, he farted on meringue, sneezed on braised endive, and as for the cream of mushroom soup, well...
Go ahead. Tell him.
You get the idea.
What do you want me to do? You just want me to hit you.
Come on. Do me just one favor.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. I don't know. Never been to fight you?
No, but that's a good thing.
No, it is not. How much can you know about yourself if you've never been in a fight? I don't want to die without any scars.
Craig had made it move to bed.
Oh, I see. So you're proposing that he busts in the room, sees her standing there, shoots her twice, moves the bed. Something like that. Why would anybody do that?
Disappeared because Jeffrey took it.
Yeah, well, then what happened to my other body, then?
Oh, people, will you please listen to yourselves? Will you please listen to what you're saying? Body being moved, I can even deal with a body getting up and leaving, but when you start talking about his other body, her other body, people being duplicated, will you listen to how that sounds?
Four days later, on December 20th, U.S. troops invaded Panama. The invasion was codenamed Operation Just Cause. Shortly after midnight, U.S. troops simultaneously attacked 27 targets, many of which were in densely populated areas. One of the primary targets in Panama City was the headquarters of the Panamanian Defense Forces, located in the crowded neighborhood of El Chorrillo. U.S. troops shelled the area for 4 hours before moving in and calling for surrender.
No knives, no forks, no suicide allowed.
the guy in the next cell. Andy, he's been waiting 2 years. Newspapers call him the nicest boy in Kansas. Well, one night, he killed his sister. Then he shot his mother 6 times, and his father 17 times.
Not alone keep you, but thousands of others from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.
Do you know what her name is? Esther Victoria Blodgett.
Hey, we'll have to do something about that right away.
Sachen bei, es helft kein Wein, ein Kangeschrei. Trouble hat er größer in der Kleine. A jeder dreht sich Hand im Kuhn.
These films were the flip side of the Hollywood movies. They parodied Hollywood's optimism.
Jeder weine.
And Fred Astaire's top hat gentility. Could have gone to Hollywood, stayed in New York to make films that expressed their Jewish identity.
These films were shown to an audience which was almost entirely made up of immigrants and sometimes the children of immigrants, and these films, by and large, had a very, very different point of view than Hollywood movies. I mean, the Yiddish movies were kind of fighting a rearguard action to protect certain forms of Jewish cultural expression against the sort of overwhelming, seductive power of the larger American culture.
Because it didn't take me long for you to get it. All right, the problem is we're at the point now with software, electric environment overkill, that we need to determine when a new environment should be brought in, what is its effect on all the previous technological environments, because we have a watershed, a clogged up effect, a backlog of technologies. And this is a complex structure which we analyze using the tetrad. You ever heard of the tetrad? Heard of the tetrad?
No.
Connie is holding a book called Laws of Media.
Right.
And the cover of the book is by Marshall McLuhan. He's the founder, inventor, subgenius archetype, architect of the tetrad.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get and study the tetrad, just get a copy of Laws of Media.
Uh-huh.
Now, we call that bottom-up analysis. The bottom-up means the reality we all share as human beings. But we have a pink power structure that's imposed on us bureaucratically. It's a bureaucratically hijacked mankind in the global theater, all right? Now, for studying that, some people call it conspiracy, but we call it top-down structure.
Conspiracy?
Is that a funny word?
It's so vast.
Not the case, as the naive might think, that indoctrination is inconsistent with democracy. Rather, as this whole line of thinkers observes, it's the essence of democracy. The point is that in a military state or a feudal state or what we would nowadays call a totalitarian state, it doesn't much matter what people think because you've got a bludgeon over their head and you can control what they do. But when the state loses the bludgeon, when you can't control people by force, and when the voice of the people can be heard, you have this problem. It may make people so curious and so arrogant that they don't have the humility to submit to a civil rule, and therefore you have to control what people think. And the standard way to do this is to resort to what in more honest days used to be called propaganda.
I think that this is a very controversial type topic, but we tend to, I come from the field of artificial intelligence, and we keep wanting to build technologies that look more human. I think perhaps a more profitable way to go is to look at technologies that augment the human, are not meant to replace the human. I think we as humans are incredibly good at doing certain kinds of things. We have tremendous common sense. We learn amazingly rapidly and so on. We pay attention to the context very well. But these kind of technological systems have really tended to kind of take problems out of context. For example, it is much easier today to build a chess machine that can beat a world master at chess.
As it did.
As it has, and as it will continue to, or solve incredible mathematical problems, than it is to mimic a five-year-old or a seven-year-old. And the seven-year-old.
Why is that?
Because I think that basically we as humans actually engage and participate with each other in a context, whereas the problems that computers are incredibly good at is things that are taken out of context and can be represented inside the machine. So a chess game is basically a mathematical entity totally representable inside the machine. It doesn't have to know different kinds of coffee. It doesn't have to know what happens when I spill this drink here, where is the water going to roll, a flow to it, and so on and so forth. It can look at the world beautifully contained in this box and think deep thoughts about this container.
Daniel, I don't think they mentioned your name once, really, in the testament.
No, no, I want to know the truth. Are you here to help me or to report on me?
Atlantis sank and the survivors went to Egypt. No, that's too far. That would throw me right into the incredibility of a different cultural review we just don't have time for now.
Hit me before I lose my nerve.
God, this is crazy.
She'll go crazy. Let her rip.
Hey, I don't know about this.
I don't either, but who gives a shit? No one's watching. What do you care?
Wait, what? This is crazy. You want me to hit you?
That's right.
What, like in the face?
Surprise me.
This is so fucking stupid.
Oh. Motherfucker! You hit me in the ear!
Well, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Ow! Christ! Why the ear, man?
Oh, I fucked it up.
Kinda. Oh, that was perfect. Oh!
Come on.
We should do this again sometime.
They knew, because of the hostage system, nothing would happen to them. This perhaps is also one of the reasons why the majority of the people in the free world cannot comprehend why six million people
things went on and on and on, and then one time a theorist suggested that I should have a rendezvous. He fixed up the time and the date, and it was at night, and I had to go alone to a place I'd never been before. And eventually I found myself, after obeying these instructions,
how Tyler found that house, but he said he'd been there for a year. It looked like it was waiting to be torn down. Most of the windows were boarded up. There was no lock on the front door from when the police or whoever kicked it in. Stairs were ready to collapse. I didn't know if he owned it or if he was squatting. Neither would have surprised me.
Yep. That's you. That's me. That's the toilet. Good?
Yeah, thanks.
What a shithole. Nothing worked. Turning on one light meant another light in the house went out. There were no neighbors, just some warehouses and a paper mill. That fart smell of steam, the hamster cage smell of wood chips.
Have to work tomorrow with big day. What have we here?
Time it rained, we had to kill the power. By the end of the first month, I didn't miss TV.
Okay.
I didn't even mind the warm, stale refrigerator.
Can I be next?
Well, never mind. Come back to the present and let's start over.
And as we're touching you, ever so gently, almost imperceptibly, we ask you, are you willing? Are you willing? to go into the darkness. And find that law. Tell us, in your mind, tell us. You could use that law to feel more sorry for yourself, to feel greater shame, greater pain. You could use that law to finally beat yourself up, to bash yourself and others. Rather than a law to be broken, you could turn it into a club, a weapon. Or you can break it. You can break it. To be liberated, to be free of it. Not even having to escape, but just walking away from this secret prison. The base and foundation of the intricate structure of your own negativity. As you are willing to find it, are you willing to break it?
Loose the tie. Can I be next?
Tyler and I were alone for a half a mile in every direction. Rain trickled down through the plaster and the light fixtures. Everything wooden swelled and shrank. Everywhere were rusted nails to snag your elbow on. The previous occupant had been a bit of a shut-in.
Hey, Matt, what are you reading?
Listen to this. It's an article written by an organ in the first person. I am Jack's medulla oblongata.
That'll do it. WZBC. New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman. I am the donkey. There's a new donkey coming up. Mr. Radio. Mr. Audio. I'll see you next Thursday, 10 in the p.m. Till 2 in the a.m. Almost symmetrical. Got to figure in direction here. Well, I'm going to go find Heisenberg. I got to check in. Now, a man and a radio station. Signaling to the world. Will they print it? How do you know? When there's a scarcity, they won't want to know how you do it. They'll just want you to print it for them. And so, and anon, needing no introduction, and forever anon.
WZBC. Time for some defunct radio here on WZBC Newton.